Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me, Matt Stewart. Just letting you know that me and Saran, our show, has moved. We're at the Grace Darling Hotel now at 7:15. We're in the final couple of weeks of the festival. We'd love to see you there. We had so much fun at the Chinese Museum, but now we're at a new venue. It's a pub. Let's have a beer. I'd love to see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates and popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. This week on the show, returning to the Monkey House, we have two very special guests, two of the most requested guests we have on the show, improvisers both, also comedians. One is offering a masterclass coming up soon, one is a massive grub. It's Ben Russell and Stuart Dolman.
Hey!
What's up, big boys out there?
Good to be back here in the Monkey House.
Yeah.
Ding dong, it's me and Ben.
I am a regular here now.
Yeah.
I'm a little drop-in boy. I come in and I say, hey, what's cooking all the time? And you let me sample that delicious lasagna that is this show.
Yeah. Eat up.
Yum, yum.
Tastes good on those lips.
Get nourished. This is a place of nourishment. And eat until you've had your fill.
Some days I gotta watch my carbs, but not today.
Mm-mm.
Not a monkey day.
Wrong day to do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Mm-mm. Please.
That's a bit of a cheat day. Yeah. You know, having your primates is my cheat day.
Yeah, for the soul.
Yeah. Mm.
Cubbo load the soul like that. That's really beautiful.
Mm.
That's why you guys come in, because some people say you're the wisest guests we have. People,
oh, really?
They learn, but they also, not just mind learning, also soul learning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've learned so much about monkeys. Apes.
Both.
Yeah, both.
While doing this podcast. So thank you for that, Matt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be as knowledgeable as I am in the world of the monkeys and the apes.
I used some actual podcast knowledge in a job interview.
No way.
Yes way.
That's great.
Yeah. Because when we did the orangutans, and like how they spend so long with their their mothers, I used that. I was asked what my favorite animal is, and I think I was just fresh for like a day before, and then they were like, I was like, an orangutan, because this is why.
Wow,
and that's I got it.
That's okay.
So Ben is the new orangutan at the zoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm a new orangutan. Yeah, I'm in there. It's just dudes in there.
Probably, I'd say if orangutans have, they're probably their biggest flaw is that they work too hard. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Really? Take it easy, orangutan. Take it easy.
Hey, kick back.
Yeah. Hey.
Take a day.
Chill. Hang out.
Yeah.
Relax. Make a little...
build a nest.
Umbrella. Build a nest.
Mm.
Chill the F out.
Yeah. Make one of those hats that you guys make sometimes.
Yeah.
Remember that hat that one
that's
made
what
that
I'm talking
time?
About. That's
yeah,
what
man.
I'm talking about, man.
Umbrella hat.
Yeah.
That's the thing you said already.
I said umbrella.
I was putting into layman's terms. Not everyone knows fancy terms like umbrella.
That's true.
But head hat.
Head hat.
A head hat for all you laymans out there.
Well, you don't want to, because other people get confused. What kind of hat? Where are you putting the hat? This is a foot hat. Is that
foot
like
hat.
An elbow hat?
Butt hat.
Butt hat.
Those are my pants.
Waist hat.
Yeah. Waist hat. Those are pants.
Those are pants. Yeah. Knee hat. Knee pads.
Knee pads.
Yeah, if you go skateboarding, get those knee hats.
Yes.
Yeah. Knee helmets, I call them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shoes are just feet hats.
If you think about
for
it.
Your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feet hats for your feet.
Shirts, that's a torso hat.
Yeah.
It's a hat on your torso.
Mm. Yeah, that's a torso hat.
Yeah, English has evolved quite a fair way.
And it's fluid.
It is. It's fluid. That's what people sort of keep going, hey, that's not the right word. You know, that's against the rules. Well,
the rules change,
rules
babe.
Rules change, baby. All right. We used to say hat at the end of every piece of clothing. Yeah.
Hey,
drop hats.
Don't hate the changes. Hate the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, roll the dice. See what...
See if you get snake eyes.
Yeah, or the hat. Or you get
double sixes.
Or Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Get a big hat.
Which is a
get
process.
A bigger hat, yeah.
Yeah.
This week on the show, we're talking about a documentary that we just watched.
Very we're fresh.
We're fresh out of it. Yeah. Mm. And it is called The Real Planet of the Apes, bracket, documentary bracket.
Mm. Yeah.
Just to make it clear.
Vice-sponsored documentary content.
That's right. It's not your grandpappy's documentary, this one. This is made by Vice, by Motherland.
Yeah.
Which was sponsored by the film. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
It's a beautiful tie-in.
Yeah.
And it was a short documentary. I'll put a link to it in the show description if you want to watch it. But it's less than 20 minutes, and they got across a lot of content.
It was a roller coaster of emotion, and they had a lot to get through in 17 minutes. And they really gloss over a lot of stuff. But
in the end,
they've got it. They take you on a journey of the heart.
Right.
And at the end, it's got a happy ending.
It does.
Kind of.
If I'm on the board, if I'm exec producer on Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
EP.
I'm thinking, how do I promote this upcoming blockbuster hit?
Yeah.
Starring Andy Serkis and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, let's get Vice in here.
Let's get Vice, and
let's see if they can find a real Planet of the Apes.
Except it wasn't a planet of the apes because, I mean, that would
I be... mean, real island.
It was an island
of the apes. Apes.
Island of the apes.
So it was kind of false advertising in some ways.
That's true because it says monkey. The island was called Monkey Island.
Monkey Island.
Which is obviously infuriating because there was not a single monkey on that island.
There was a chimp on that. The chimps.
Yeah. Also, it around was... 60 chimps.
Also, it had nothing to do...
with the planet.
With the Monkey Island series.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's
which
right.
Which was also confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty. Yeah. So, you know, there's a couple of crosses there early, but plenty of ticks as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the ticks infest that whole region.
Yeah. Some of those chimps' butts.
Yeah. There's some hairless chimp. There'll be ticks running around
tick
there for sure.
I love a chimp. Yeah. Let me tell you.
The blood of a chimp?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
But that's why they groom each other. So I like picking it out and eating them.
Give me that bloody tick.
Yeah. Give me that tick.
This is what the Vice website says about this documentary. It says, our crew traveled to remote Liberia to discover Monkey Island, an area inhabited solely by former lab-tested chimpanzees who survived disease and two civil wars. As part of the Liberian Institute for Biomedical Research, also known as VILAB2, the lab produced important breakthroughs in developing treatments for a variety of ailments, including hepatitis. The lab, which was funded by the New York Blood Center, shut down in the mid-2000s following growing pressure from activists looking to end the use of chimpanzees in research. Mm. Now the lab's apes live on a series of islands that were originally set aside for their retirement. In this documentary, made possible by Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, they're going to put that in there.
Mm.
Our
big... shout out.
Big shout out to
DPA. Yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Starring Andy Serkis.
Yes.
And Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson.
No, Woody's in the third one.
Sorry.
Yeah. How's your circus watch going?
Circus watch. We're on a bit of a circus watch hiatus.
Yeah.
It ran into the ground a little bit.
He's been hibernating. It's winter over there.
I thought the time was right to strike and make direct contact. And I got someone to email his people and a few different levels and got no reply. And
wow.
I'm like, well, I try to fly too close to the sun with my wings made of wax. And, you know, I've hit the ground pretty hard.
Yeah.
So... I'm just going to take a chill for a while, maybe reassess.
Yeah.
See what you can learn from this experience.
Yeah, that's right. And then maybe reload and go again.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping that him wanting to promote his first, his directorial debut of Mowgli might have got
Is he directing Mowgli?
He's already done it.
Yeah, he did it.
He's already done it.
It's already happened, man. It's on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'm out of touch.
Yeah. You got to get back in touch with the primates.
Well, yeah.
Andy Serkis, he played a South African in a movie. I thought you guys would feel some sort of kinship.
No, I still haven't seen Black Panther.
Whoa. I know. Dude, you're racist.
Some things you can't get over.
Stu. Please.
No. I don't know. I'll get around to watching. I know. It's on Stan. I'll watch it.
Yeah, you watch anything on Stan.
Yeah, love that Stan.
As long as it's on Stan, I'll watch it. I'm just getting my way through all the movies. Yeah.
I've got to get my head around, you know, SBS bloody...
On demand.
On demand.
Yeah.
They do... There's a lot of stuff on there. iView.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of some of these. Yeah. Streaming services.
Yeah, you can get movies and television shows whenever you demand it.
Yeah.
I demand this show.
On demand.
On demand. And it, you go, I demand Friends. And Friends... pops up. Pops up and
I demand The Great Outdoors season 3.
Boom. Whenever you demand it, it happens.
Right, yeah. What in a different time, maybe pre 9/11, you might have called the service on polite request. But these days, you know, with the millennials and the bloody the Gen Zs.
The day that the planes hit the towers changed.
Changed streaming services forever.
Really, it did. I think it did. These days, it's all on demand. Mm. Don't you think back then people would have? It would have been a much more polite. Yeah,
SBS, can let me have a little like, would you watch?
SBS, please.
Please have a watch.
Well, I remember a time. Okay, boys, you boys probably wouldn't.
I remember.
You probably wouldn't remember this because you know you're young. But I remember a time when Netflix. Was a service that would mail DVDs to
that's right.
Move mail that's it right. to your home.
Slow stuff. Down. What mail? What
yeah,
do you,
you'd
what
mail.
Is that?
You'd get them in the mail, and you'd be saying, "These are snail my mail. DVDs."
Snail mail.
And before that, they had to have vending machines. This is in the before United mail. States. This is in the United States of America.
I only heard about this. I never actually saw this.
Red box vending machines. You'd go in. You'd pop it in. You'd get the DVD.
Mm. And it was called Netflix then? So they saw the future and it was going to be internet involved?
I think it was called Cineflex.
Oh, right.
I don't know, actually.
Everything changed.
I forget what it's called.
Mm.
So if someone can please tell me, I will desperately be searching what Netflix used to be called.
It's Netflix and chill, more like Cineflex and wait for that DVD. Get your hot takes.
Oh, man.
Get them here.
Come on.
It was founded in 1997 in a pre-9/11 world in Scotts Valley, California.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Did you know about that?
Scotts Valley. Silicon Valley? Is that Silicon Valley?
No, it's Scotts Valley.
Yeah, I know, but like it's near there.
Hey, I'm Scott.
It's my valley.
Hey, I'm Scott. This is my valley. You guys want to open up some offices?
I'd actually just like a couple DVDs.
You have to check with me first. This is all my valley.
Okay, Scott.
This is my valley. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Look in my valley. It's my valley.
Yeah.
You guys want an office? You have to go through me.
Okay. Scott, I was wondering if you had any DVDs on you.
I don't have any DVDs.
Please?
No, it's my DVDs. It's my valley.
So what do you want? What can we do here?
Yeah. How can we sort this out?
I'm gonna have to get down and dirty.
You gonna fight me?
Yeah, I'm gonna fight you.
I'm
man.
Gonna fight you in your fucking valley. Let's go on.
I'm gonna fight
Scott.
Yes,
you invited us here.
No, I invited you. That was fun, wasn't it? We like to have fun.
Yeah, I like this little. It's good potty.
Every time you guys come on, we get Do Go Animated. By our friend John O'Donnell in Ireland.
So yeah, it was a fabulous job.
I sent that video to my mum.
the one about your mum.
Yeah, and she's so funny because My mom has this, my mom and my auntie, she actually calls a lizard. So it's quite visceral for our family.
Did she love it? Did your mum love it?
Yeah, mum loved it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to go back and check the Primate of the Year 2018 episode where Stuart's mum dropped in and so did his auntie. Who
Stuart's mum!
Oh, man.
Hey, what is going on? You guys talking about me, eh?
No, mum.
But you've been looking at Vice. You're doing Vice. You guys are doing drugs. Guys are doing drugs, no, and I don't like it.
Mum, I'm not doing drugs. It's just I'm doing a thing about primates.
Primates, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need to. Why are you wasting your time on primates?
Eh? What else are we going to be doing, Mum?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe find a girl.
I can't, Mum. That's not my primates. It's a bloody jungle out there.
Oh, that's really funny. I love you, Stuart. I love you. Goodbye.
See you, Mum.
Where did she go? Yeah. I had something to tell her.
In the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We should probably talk about it at least briefly.
Sure.
And so we talk a lot to Betsy Brotman, who now lives in New Jersey.
Jersey.
But she...
It's a Jersey thing.
It's a Jersey thing. What's a Jersey accent again, Ben?
Jersey.
Hey, I'm Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, it's like Sopranos based in Jersey.
Yeah. That's all I'm basing it on.
Hey, I'm John Bon Jovi.
From Jersey, or if I did know someone from Jersey, they didn't tell me that they were from Jersey.
Yeah. Hey, I go to Rutgers.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from Jersey. It's a Jersey thing.
Hey, you wouldn't understand.
No, don't talk about that from Jersey.
So she lives in Jersey. She didn't have the accent, Betsy Brotman. Great name.
I've been researching these chimps for a long time.
So her whole story was...
I've been researching these chimps for a long time. That's not. I don't know what that is. That's just. I've been working on.
Is that like a Woody?
Viggo
Woody
Mortensen
Allen?
In The Green Book. He's like, "Hey, baby, how you doing? You're beautiful."
Is that like a Dice Clay?
Come on, don't be like that, Doc. Anyway, I love it.
I've been researching these gyms for a long time.
I've been
researching shit.
Hey, let's get one thing straight. I've been researching these chimps for a long time. Okay, nobody knows these chimps better than me.
I met my husband who was working on the island, and we fell in love. What can I say?
So we learn about Betsy. She's moved out to Africa, to Liberia, because there is an abandoned scientific center, research center there that they can use, and it's near an airport, and they've also got a big... population of chimpanzees they can use for experiments.
And she's seen some shit, this lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she stayed there for a long time. She was there for a few decades.
Yeah.
And things were pretty hectic. There was a pretty violent political leader there at the time called...
Charles Taylor.
You know a little bit about him?
Yeah. Well, like there was a very big, you know, that whole area, Sierra Leone, you know, West Africa has been very tumultuous for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's funny that she beat two civil wars in Liberia, but she couldn't beat PC culture.
Yeah, right. Because in the end, it wasn't the civil wars that shut her down. It was ban on the animal testing being.
Yeah. It's worthy to say that she agrees with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She didn't say that. It was.
She was merely a caretaker of the chimps. Yeah. She wasn't sort of pushing for them.
No, but those discoveries that she did make, spoiler alert. Well, maybe not a spoiler, but it's they say that at the beginning, that a lot of the research that they did there actually helped to form vaccines for hepatitis B and parts of hepatitis C, I think.
That's right.
You love animal testing, though, don't you?
Do you love animal testing?
Well, just give me that chance, man. If I see like a little puppy in like coals and I want to spray on some deodorant, I'll spray the puppy.
In the armpits.
Oh, I'm not getting that one.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right. So, yeah, if it hurts a puppy. Puppies?
No, I don't do
it. Who's letting puppies in the grocery store?
Yeah, that's true. Everything about that was a complete lie.
Really?
What?
Don't do that. We're trying to keep, like, vice-like ethics of journalism on this show.
Oh, God.
Really?
That's why we all did some pretty full-on substances before we started recording.
We dropped DMT. And we went to the Sudan. hey, other people are different, right? Let's get a white dude to go and ask them about it. Vice.
Yeah. I ate a tree frog and I went for my year 12 exams. See what happens next.
I smoked a wad of bees in the African jungle so that I could get in with a tribe. I don't like Vice because of who helped make it.
Oh yeah, it's Fairfax, Vice, isn't it?
No, are they? Yeah, I believe they are now. And also, they're not. It's not good journal. It's all their articles are like top five munging out in the festy, getting pills and shit. And then they do occasionally. They have done some good stuff, but
when they first
cut past.
I don't know. I really liked the earlier stuff. I thought the video stuff was really good, but now it's just like it's super targeted.
Yeah, it's very commercialized.
But a tie-ins.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, this is tying in with a brilliant film from a great film trilogy.
That's true.
I think that makes it okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, whatever helps the Planet of the Apes
dawn.
I wonder how this...
The whole franchise is fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever helps that.
Because I did feel at first, before watching it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. We're going to learn about the society that's happened with these chimps that have been released onto this island. And that does not happen at all. It really is the story of... It's the story of the experiments. And then they open up the show, the documentary, showing us the journalist, whose name I don't know, but he wears khaki green and like an army-style hat.
He's got a scoop neck.
Yeah, he's got one of those weird hats. You know those hats that they get with like the kind of the soldier hat?
Yeah, it kind of looks like something that Fidel Castro might wear.
Cuban hat. Yeah, right.
And he goes in and he's, you know, a bit of comical stuff. He gets on a leaky boat to go out to this island to have a look, and everyone's warning him, don't go out there, don't go out there. They'll eat you raw.
Yeah. They manipulate you to be afraid of the island.
Yeah.
And then at the end they go, oh, by the way, this is actually a happy place. Yeah.
There's a whole team of people who go out and feed the chimps and look after them, and they're like high-fiving the chimps.
It's like a fucking pit. It's like a chimp paradise.
Yeah.
The chimp paradise.
And they've all recovered from all their hepatitis that they were infected with.
So it's actually bullshit. Yeah. The way that it's presented, I kind of felt a little bit lied to.
I felt ripped off.
Yeah, I thought I was going to find like a real cobra.
Yeah. There was a few cobra-looking guys, and they did make it seem like there was they said the alpha, he's coming at us.
But it just seemed like they went to that island that first time, and they were all angry. I reckon they just tried to fucking piss them off.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Can we piss these monkeys off? Okay.
Well, firstly, by calling them monkeys, they're already getting agitated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can we fucking piss these monkeys just the fuck off?
Yeah, these monkeys are too nice.
Yeah. Let's scare them or something.
Okay, we're shooting wide open here on the 50. We'll get this up on the sticks, okay? We'll shoot 235, wide open.
Wide open. Can we get some follies and big boys for the lights?
Background action on chimps.
Okay, like some of the listeners don't work in Hollywood, guys, so you can't just use terminology like sticks.
Lighting guys can just, I feel like they just make shit up.
Yeah.
They're just like, can we get two red boys?
Yeah. Can we get two red boys in a 5K?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Let's get a bit of fill in the back and then we're going to get some backlight coming out on his, his eyes are popping out. Let's get some side lights happening. Can we get a couple of Ditos?
Get some Ditos. Rib it up with some toucan.
Yeah, okay, guys, I'm on cans. Okay, let's get this up on the sticks and shoot it wide open. And let's get a couple of Ditos for some eye lights and some backlight. 5K, start the background action. Say we'll be ready to shoot in like, what, 10, 15? Okay, have a seat, Ben.
It's just about the guy that got into film just to let everyone know, that, like just to make shit up and sound important.
I know the terms. I was following all that. I reckon I know what that means.
Yeah, let's shoot it nice and woody.
Okay. It is funny going on a bigger shoot and hearing the lingo. So when our shoots, it's like Evan dumbs everything down for me.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
Because he needs to. I'm a layman. Yeah. I'm the layest man, or probably in the biz, I'd say.
Layest man in the biz.
So he'll say stuff like, can you get me the black light over there? Bring that over.
Mm.
And now
shut up.
Shut up and don't touch it any more than you need to because you'll fuck it up.
Yeah.
I go, yes, Evan. Sorry, Evan.
Yes, mister.
Yes, Mr. Cameraman. Yes, please.
He's pretty brutal. People would know him who've seen him on Gammy Gammy Gammy. He rules with an iron fist.
Yeah.
Really? Does he?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, that's out of character.
No.
He's a gentle giant.
He's a fucking baby. You could beat him up.
That's why he said, I need a desk on my show because I don't want anyone seeing my nappies. I'm a big baby and I poop myself all day long. He said that to me. That's what he said. I need a desk.
Yeah, because I'm like, a baby. And mate, do poopy in my nappy. Do poopy in my panty.
Well, he's like, mate, you know, it's a desk show. We're going to get a desk anyway. Mm. Yeah, well, just get it. Get this nappy out of sight.
Just cover this.
Yeah. I'm shitting everywhere. Squirting.
Yeah, speaking of shit and butts, those chimps had some crazy butts.
Do you think, was that to do with the experiments?
No.
Were they making their butts bigger?
We're going to make this chimp's butt
yeah,
much bigger.
So we're going to be working on today we're working on big butts.
Big butts. Let's see where we can push this to.
See how droopy this butt can get.
I reckon it's natural.
Right.
Yeah.
They kind of look like they were growths, but you reckon that was just
a sign of old age,
butt.
I reckon.
Oh, right. Big hangy butts.
Yeah, the bigger the butt, the more respect you get.
Yeah, it's like a ring, you know, trees with rings. It's like you check the ring.
Right. Mm. The butt ring.
The butt ring.
Yeah, okay. Cut that anus open. Let's see how old this chimp is. But they...
You're going to move on from that statement? You think you can just walk away? You think you can drop a bomb like that and walk away?
No, sorry. Yeah, of course I cannot. But don't you think the human society probably could learn a lot from these chimpanzees who do respect their elders? They check out how big the butt is. Mm. They get more respect. And, you know, in human society, we'll put them, you know, the old people where we don't see them anymore in a home or something like that. Mm. What do you think about that? Shouldn't we be respecting the droopy butts of our society?
Well, you could argue that not putting all old people on an island and then just feeding them fruit, you know, once or twice a week.
They kind of are living the... Do you think it's an allegory?
No. Well,
Am I using that word right?
If you did that to old people, people would be upset.
Well, the PC culture would be all over your first.
Right.
PC police would be down on you like a ton of bricks.
They would, yeah.
But...
Is PC culture is
don't stop ask this question
stopping?
What have you said? Maybe.
No, I'm just wondering. Is PC culture does that count in it as like not wanting to test on animals? Is that PC?
No,
culture?
No. I was just being an idiot.
No, I wasn't sure because it.
I think in
people
his
wrap
context,
that all up.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's PC.
It's the PC police.
Man, it's PC police going mad when you can't be cruel to animals.
Yeah, come on. Well, you can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Exactly.
Can't even... PC police come over to my house and tell me that I can't treat an animal cruelty.
It's gone crazy.
It's actually gone crazy. It's
I just want to take these beautiful beasts and put them in a small cage and inject hepatitis into them. Yeah. Oh, what, you got a problem with this?
Free speech!
This country's changed.
I don't think we've spoken heaps about chimpanzees in terms of factoids in the past. Do you want to? I've found this this page that is right up to my sort of level.
Yeah.
As an amateur primatologist, it's National Geographic Kids, right? And it gives
Nat Geo Kids
and .com and it
.au
.com brother
just .com is worldwide.
Not an Australian.
No, this goes. Mm-mm. This is sort
Domain.
Of.
This goes deeper.
Yeah.
This goes
this is like that singer, Mr. Worldwide. This internet is the version of Pitbull. It's the website version of Pitbull.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
I fucking love. I love technology.
Yeah.
Ugh. Pitbull references. I don't think I even know Pitbull. I think he's got bald head. That's all I know. I've never actually seen his tunes.
Oh, you gotta look at his songs.
Yeah, you gotta look at his songs.
You have a look.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, he's a multimedia performer. You can't just listen. You gotta watch.
You gotta okay.
Yeah, he'll put a jacket on, some sunnies.
Wow,
he'll put on a real show.
Did he do that? No, I always think Pitbull is Yeah, I get them confused.
He barks a lot. I think he's just...
He doesn't bark.
He does. Isn't that his thing? He's rough.
No, that's actual pit bull.
Oh, that's a pit bull.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that's not pit bull.
Does he?
Doesn't he? Pit bull. I'm going to look up pit bull. Pit bull.
No, see, that's, all that music sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, it does.
That's laughing my ass off, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Or something like that.
Girl, look at yeah, they all look the same.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about...
I've been running through the jungle.
Oh, my. How old do you think Pitbull would be?
It all sounds the same. Yes?
How old do you reckon he'd be?
I think he's ageless.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd be ageless.
The infinity sign next to his
My
age.
Guess would
he's
have
got,
been...
He's got a kind of... Like, he's been here before, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's like, you know, Hitman, that game Hitman?
Yes.
Mm.
He's an old soul, I would say.
Yeah, I would really say. Did From think the Highland, he would have been born... In a you know like in the 60s or something, but he was born in the 80s.
Yeah,
what? He's 38.
He's nearly. He could be one of our friends.
Do you think?
Should what are you doing tonight? Yeah, I'm just gonna go hang out. Pitbull, go get some pizza.
Mr. Worldwide.
That's actually grounded Pitbull. Now that I know that he could be one of my friends. That's really grounded him for me. And now I kind of like him. And I like his music and I like what he's about.
He's grounded. What are you talking about?
It's grounded him.
It's grounded.
He was born in the 80s. I was born in the 80s. We got something to connect to. Like, we could just be friends, Pitbull.
A couple of 80s. Really
we could be friends. You know, we could go out and we could...
That's such a weird thing. Like, when people say that, it's really grounded him.
Just grounded him. Really connected.
What? Like the allure of their talent is dissipated.
I'm connected to Pitbull, okay? Please respect that. I have a connection with Pitbull, and it can't. We're going to be friends.
His most recent album's called Climate Change.
See?
Sick.
Boom.
Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, man. I love Climate Change.
He's also had an album called Global Warming. Is he an activist?
Okay. All right. So I got something for you guys.
Okay.
So I met someone during the week, who's really into Mayan culture, okay?
Like mining, like...
Mayan. The Mayans and the Aztecs and stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So the apparently, okay, according to the sun and the stars and stuff, the world was supposed to end on...
2012. Yeah, and they made a movie about it.
Yes.
And John Cusack was there.
But get this, right? Yes. Okay, so... These what's that place they control the weather? What's it called? Harp.
Israel.
Harp. Yeah, that's the one. Got it in one,
I'm
man.
So sorry.
Anyway, Harp or whatever. Harp was made to control the weather. Anyway, and also all the satellites for the space race were developed by the Americans to make lasers, right?
Yeah.
And that's what crop circles are, with them testing lasers, not aliens, lasers, to melt the ice caps in the North Pole because there's too much weight on top and it was going to tilt the world and the gravitational pull was going to destroy the world.
That's not how it works. You fucking idiots.
Is that true?
That is a very big... that's a theory. Well,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And the world's going
to
end...
Well, it was supposed to have ended 7 years ago.
So it could be any minute now.
Yeah, we're in overtime.
We're running behind the clock.
Yeah,
we're in sudden death.
Do you think it had some... Because I... sudden death overtime. Golden goal. Golden point.
That's it.
I thought maybe that because the movie was made that they realized that we were onto them, so they had to be like, oh, we can't do 2012 anymore. We have to move it.
Yeah, probably.
Do you think?
Maybe.
Because then it really could be any time now. Yeah. And also, you know, you got to allow for the margin of error, which I think is about 7 years.
It's a long... The universe is so old.
Mm.
It's older than time itself.
Is that true?
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
It's the oldest thing in the world.
The universe is the oldest thing in the world.
So I found this. So I think that the documentary could kind of be summed up by saying that there's an island of chimps and they are doing okay now.
Yeah.
But there was some tough times. And the main lady, Betsy.
Her husband was murdered.
I'm the main lady.
Things got full on in the
Yeah.
And
Got full on. Don't. Yeah, there's a really big, horrible thing that happens.
It's a roller coaster. But anyway, mate, watch it for yourself. And here, anyway, the main characters in this film are obviously the chimps. And those big, juicy
Say that they're the thing that you want to be the main character. But
then, I feel they're like the thread.
Yeah, they're the MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's actually a screenwriting term. MacGuffin. It is it's sort of the objective thing that people were looking after. So it's just a simple, actually, really simple screenwriting term.
What's the subtext though of this piece? That's the thing that I want to know.
Yeah, I've actually know it. I actually know the subtext since I've got a very high IQ. So. Yeah.
I think the subtext is go watch Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
That was, but yes.
The subliminal text.
Right. Right.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Do you want to hear some fast chimpanzee facts?
Quickly.
Would you want to have a guess? Last man in the wild?
20.
No. Stu.
What?
What's their lifespan?
40.
I'm going to say 42.
45. Very close. You're because you are some sort of a primatologist, aren't you? Did you classically train?
No.
No?
No. I just, lucky guess, I guess.
All right. Height? 1 to 1.7 meters tall. 1.7, that's tall.
Not as tall as me.
That's about your height, right?
Nah, man, I'm taller than
you. What? You're 1.7, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm taller than the biggest chimp in the world, man.
And now
I'm 176. That's how tall I am.
Did you know this? How tall are you?
176.
176. So you're taller than the tallest chimp.
Well, there'd be a tall chimp out there, I reckon.
Yeah, you reckon there'd be a record-breaking chimp?
There's someone out there for you.
Stuart, there's a chimp out there for you, Stuart.
Little chimp out there.
Great.
Stuart, it's your Auntie Lizard here. I want to know, why did you talk funny about me in that episode?
I did not even know.
What, Stuart?
What?
Is your auntie, is she Italian?
I'm well traveled.
Greek?
Yeah. No. She's Greek.
I'm from South Africa.
Oh, Calimera. Calimera.
I've traveled. I've got diplomatic immunity and I've traveled the globe.
Yeah, would you like some tzatziki?
Couple of days. I was in South Africa just a couple of days ago.
Did you know that chimpanzees are one of our planet's great apes? Along with gorillas and orangutans.
Yeah, top they're the big five three. Apes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, wasn't it the second
great
ape?
Apes.
The second ape?
What was the second best ape? The chimpanzee?
Oh, as voted by
didn't make the top five.
Orangutans.
Right. Got the second.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which made them their top ape because the winner was a monkey or a macaque.
Macaque.
Fact number two, these amazing animals live in the tropical forests and woodland savannas of West and Central Africa. Today, populations are fragmented, with the largest groups found in Gabon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Cameroon.
I did know that.
You knew that one?
Mm.
Well, did you know this? The DNA, which is in brackets, I forget this for kids. I'm like, I know what DNA is, internet, all right?
It's deoxyribonucleic acid.
it's a spiral of molecules that make up your genetic it's a map.
They break it down even further. They say this is the material that determines how a living thing will look and function.
Cells in your body, they have a roadmap and they follow that road. What if I told you that we could picture your DNA and map it out like a roadmap?
I would say, what are you doing in my house?
Go home, Dad, you're drunk. And then I got kicked off the bus.
Well, they say, and I think we knew this fact because Andy Matthews, a scientist who's regular on the show, said 98.5% of our DNA is shared with chimpanzees.
Andy Matthews said that.
Andy Matthews said that. And he studied science and taught science and also how to make robots. Do you know that about him?
I knew something.
I always sensed that about him, though.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that's tried to make a robot.
He hasn't tried. He's succeeded. I'm talking about legit robots.
What do you mean legit? What's a
illegitimate robot?
Well, the way you looked at me was like he was making some sort of criminal robots that were going to, like, he programmed to go in and steal jewels or diamonds or something.
I didn't actually was thinking. I was thinking more for sex.
Definitely. That is not at all what it is.
S-E-X, the big one.
That is
you guys ever heard of it?
Sex? Look.
Boning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you're speaking my language.
In the library, underneath. D, there's a Bible.
I've been to the bone zone.
Fuck, what is that from? What's that from?
American Pie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The Tongue Tornado.
Does not aged well.
That movie?
No.
Because Blink-182's in it. With a monkey. We could talk about that on this show.
I think that would be great if we do that next time. And it's a short movie, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But Is it
Problo?
It's fucking Problo.
It's Problo as?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A lot of things.
Stu and his PC police would probably be all over it. Wee! Sirens blazing. Got an APB on a teen film.
Yeah, someone's fucking a pie in the kitchen.
It was a...
Well, just tell your mother that we ate it all. Oh. Hey there, big boy.
So you're not telling me Gene Levy's dad character is problematic?
He's the best fucking thing, isn't he? He's worth watching that movie.
Yeah.
But just by himself.
Sounds like Jeff Goldblum is the dad.
Hey, I'm a kid. Ow. You're a horny teenager.
This fact four says, and this links pretty closely to what we found in this mini doco, says in the wild, chimpanzees live in communities made up of around 15 to 80 members, led by a dominant alpha male. Within the communities, chimps sleep, travel, and feed in a smaller subgroup of up to 10, and these subgroups can be very flexible with members changing quickly and regularly. So I think on the island, they said there was about 60 chimps, and there was that we saw the dominant alpha who supposedly went at him. Yeah. They did that classic trick of the camera fell because it was coming at him so fast.
Yeah, I reckon that.
Yeah.
It was really... Bit of bullshit.
Yeah.
I was in at that point. I'm like, whoa, this is going to be fascinating. Let's how they even get in here and talk to him.
Give me that chance. I could fake a video right now of Ben attacking me.
Yeah.
Because I just go, Ben, no. And he starts stabbing.
He attacked me. You can see in the video that Ben attacked me.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And they were definitely shooting that on sticks. Oh, well, you know, not sticks, but they took it off the sticks to get that shot.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'd be shooting handheld.
Handheld.
Yeah, maybe put a 50 or 30 on it.
Do you think they would have put a 30?
I don't know. A couple of Ditos definitely around in there. You know, lit for shot a bit, shot a wide open. 2.8.
Dutch style?
Yeah.
Maybe Dutch tilt.
Dutch tilt. Dutch tilt.
Yep. 100 ISO.
Love that DT, man. That's one of my favorites. Get that Dutch Yummo tilted on there.
Originally made by Greg Toland in the film Rosebud. The families.
The families, yeah. And fact number five. After humans, chimpanzees are the most intelligent of our planet's primates. I believe that.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I reckon that if you sent the top primate to come and do like an IQ
and
test
the
against
stupidest man, yeah. The top primate and the stupidest man.
Do you reckon that would be a fair fight?
Yeah.
Intelligence wise.
Yeah.
What are we testing them on?
Like, well, I mean, aren't like kids, like babies, they're stupider than a chimp. Easy.
Yeah.
I think a toddler.
Yeah. I reckon the stupidest human's probably like a newborn.
Yeah, a toddler's really... Toddlers are stupid.
An already dumb
That's so dumb.
If you don't want to see the stupidest person, you just go have a look at a toddler.
Have a look at a toddler fumbling about.
Fucking
tie your shoelaces.
Some of them can't even walk. Yeah, good luck.
Can't even walk properly.
To tie in their shoelaces, they have to actually say some sort of a jingle to remind themselves how to do it.
Yeah.
Sweep the loop.
Can't eat properly. Just weird.
Mush up the food. Come on.
Barely talk.
Yeah. They're jokes. Get out. Hey, oh, that's a good point. If any toddlers are listening to this show right now, turn it off. We don't want you.
No.
You don't deserve to listen to this.
No, get an education.
Come back.
Fucking grow some stronger bones, you fucking little bitches.
Yeah. And just grow up.
Yeah, grow the fuck up.
Yeah. I think you need a little time and then come back and maybe you can understand then.
Yeah, before, maybe we'll be cool.
I bet you some of them are halfway through writing a tweet right now complaining about something that they didn't get. Well, this isn't for you, so quit the Twitter.
Yeah, on their mum's phone.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah. Well, probably kids today probably have their own phone. You know
Goo 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 gaga.
Yeah, that's what
they're... .com.
Yeah, goo 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 gaga gaga, get out of here, dickhead. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Goo, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Goo 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 get stuffed.
Yeah. Am I right? Yeah. You said it.
I shat my pants.
Yeah, again.
Mm.
Classic toddler.
No, I actually.
Number six says there.
How many are there of these?
Well, there's as many as we want. I could have. Let's say we'll go to a half D. Easy half D, and we're in and out.
Half D.
You know what I mean?
Six. What, six?
Six. Yeah.
Yeah. Half D.
A full D, which is the 12th.
It's a Friday. It's today. Friday. Thursday.
Thursday, my man.
It's a beautiful day.
Couldn't of the week. Couldn't go full D on a Thursday.
No, couldn't do it. So this is what you were saying before about ticks. Chimpanzees are experts at grooming, which at first, you know, got my PC siren swirling about. But I read on and I'm like,
oh no. It's just a chimp going, hey, girl. hey, I just bought you a cell phone.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Crook. We've been flirting with the line this whole podcast, and I just think we've crossed it then.
Okay.
And it was me, and I take full responsibility, and I'm sorry.
Do you want me to edit that out?
Nope.
I mean, there are no toddlers listening now. So
no, it's fine.
This is sort of the after dark section of the show.
Yeah, that's right. This ain't your mama's podcast.
This is where Ben goes a little crook.
That's where
this
we go.
Yeah, this is the last bit of the trailer in the VHS movies.
So if you're listening to this during the day, I want you to pause it right now. And I want you to come back after dark.
Yeah.
The sealed section.
This is the put out some mood lighting.
Adults only. We're going to do the tough talk now. Boom.
Primates after dark.
Primates be fucking.
Yep.
Am I right, guys?
They be boning. I mean, you know, yeah, look at those butts.
Yeah. Big ass butts.
They got some big butts. Not all of them, though. I don't know who gets selected to have the butts.
Mm.
But you reckon if you have the big butts, you're probably... I don't know this for sure, but you're speculating that the big butts equal big respect.
We're not so different.
Yeah.
Or are we?
98.5%.
I guess that's some of that 98.5 talking.
Maybe rubbed off on us as humans.
That's right. Maybe. They don't just learn from us, but we learn from them.
Wow. Because as the great poet Run DMC said, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
He is unable to lie.
No.
Yeah, he's like Superman.
Yep. He's Superman.
Superman cannot tell a lie.
That was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I know. I know.
Fuck. Mate,
ooh,
you really screwed the pooch on that one.
Right? You are in.
I'm going to get Run DMC fans coming after me.
Yeah.
And they're going to run after you.
Run DMC, that was Jason Evans.
Yeah, well, yeah, they had a battle.
They had a battle.
Had a big battle.
Run DMC, Jam Master Jay. Run.
Classic tune. Did you miss that? Maybe you're in America for that. Maybe that was a big Australian hit.
Maybe you were in America in 97?
They wouldn't have Run DMC in America.
Yeah, that might have been a particularly Australian experience. Quintessentially Aussie experience.
Yeah, cool.
That was number one here for about 3 years, I reckon.
Yeah, I was working at KFC at the time. Remember when it dropped?
Yeah.
That's working in KFC.
When that beat dropped.
New to Australia.
Did you get to eat nugs?
Yeah, I got free stuff in the night.
No way.
Yeah.
What was the best thing you ever got free?
Ooh, I got everything for free. So fuck, it was all good. Man. Yeah.
Nugs? Did you have...
Yeah, I got nugs.
Strip tendies?
Yeah, brother.
Man, the tendies... I mean, they're not fucking tendies.
Hot and spicy. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that hot spiced.
Mm. It's the perfect amount of spice.
Mm. Yeah, man, that's making me want to get some now.
Ben, did you have KFC in America?
No, I think that was an Australian only thing.
Yeah.
I think Kentucky Fried Chicken is a Australian or English thing, maybe.
No, it's Australian, yeah.
Yeah.
The Colonel, he was there in Gallipoli fighting for the Aussies on the beach.
And
then he had a small army of chickens. Mm. They got caught in the crossfire. Mm-hmm. A real tasty, spicy crossfire, and a legend was born.
Yeah. Top fried chickens.
One. All right, here we go.
Big chicken.
Yeah.
Two.
Slippery
chicken.
Three.
Are we counting down or counting up here?
We're counting up. What does it feel like to you? Wet. What does it look like?
Big chicken's the number chicken. One. Yeah.
Wet chicken. Wet number chicken. Four.
Dry chicken.
Nah, man. You're crazy. Nah.
What?
Dry chicken's like the worst thing you could ever possibly
Okay, get. like a perfectly cooked chicken.
Yeah, perfectly cooked chicken.
That's number four.
Number five is one of them real big boys. You know what I mean? One of them big.
So number one is a big chicken. number five is one of them real big chickens.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten a full bird?
Yeah, man. I eat a full bird every day.
Come really? On. Have you eaten a full bird? I have.
Yeah, every day I chow down on a big fucking whole chook. Wake up.
When the rooster crows.
Yeah, wake up.
Then you go and eat that rooster.
I ate a full bird once. That was Greg.
Mm. Mm.
Ate a full bird.
Did you bloody turn into one? Fly away.
You know what you eat, am I right, Stu?
Yeah, hey? You're not bloody wrong, Stu. Chickens, you're not bloody wrong,
chickens
are you?
Can't fly, Ben.
What?
Chickens can't fly. Haven't you seen not chicken yet. Run? Not yet. Well, that's true. Yeah. They're watching. They're watching the ducks from afar. Seeing what they can learn.
You know, a lot of chickens don't even have penises.
Is that true? They're the ones with the corkscrews?
A lot of birds don't have penises.
What do they got? Cloaca.
Yeah, and they just rub them together, and then a baby is made.
Wait, so hang on.
Ducks still got a penis. Spiral. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the one with the corkscrew, right.
And they ejaculate with such force that it destroys the duck's vagina.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So they've never been able to mate. That's an amazing thing. Ducks. Yeah. The ducks you see now are the original ducks.
OG ducks.
There's never been a second gen of ducks.
Wow.
People are waiting for it, but the ducks keep exploding the vaginas. And yeah.
What a weird thing to have. Spiral dick.
You're telling me, brother.
But so what about eggs? Do they make one batch of eggs alive? That's it.
I don't know.
He's not a decologist, mate.
Decologist.
You can't just ask questions like that, expect him to know.
All I know is that it has explosive ejaculation.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like pops off. Right. Yeah.
And that's all ducks.
Yeah. Every duck has just fucking got their nut is fucking locked and loaded.
Jesus.
Yeah. And ready to party.
Man, this is a real education. I'm glad we told us to stop listening. This is real after dark.
This is after dark. Primates after dark.
Let me finish this final fact. Okay. So they're experts at grooming. They spend a lot of their time running their fingers through each other's hair to remove dirt, pesky parasites, and dead skin. It might sound a bit gross to us, but grooming is a super important activity for these cool critters. It not only keeps them clean, but helps them build friendships and strengthen bonds with each other too.
Mm.
It's very important, the grooming.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's something we could probably learn from each other.
Yeah,
I think that's in the 1.5% that we don't share.
Mm.
You rarely see humans picking parasites off each other, do you?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, that'd be the 1.5. That almost brings us to the end of the episode.
Yeah,
we normally finish, as you two would know, by giving a banana score of the piece of art or media that we've just watched. How ripe are those bananas? How many bananas out of how big is the bunch of bananas that you're rating out of, Ben?
I would give 3 green and 2 ripe.
Right. Out of
10.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit underdone. but a little segment of it were.
Yeah, there was brightness.
Yeah.
So what? That's 3 out of 10 and 2 out of 10. So it's a 5 out of 4.
No,
out of 20.
It's a 5 out of 10.
But 3 of those bananas are green.
Yeah.
So that's fine. You just have to wait. You've taken like a 3.5
system into the future. No one's attempted something as like audacious that. As that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a feeling. It's something that you know you can't. It's you just gotta fucking feel it.
I didn't really look for me. I'm gonna give it 1 ripe banana, 2 overly left in the sun for too long brown bananas.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah, yep. Banana bread
and,
smoothie.
Yeah, or mashed banana on toast.
And also 2 green bananas as well.
2 green boys.
You really have changed everything, Ben.
Yeah, because I thought there was a really good part in it, which was heartfelt. 2 of it was a bit overdone. And 2 of it was just not developed enough.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, well, you've changed everything now. I'm going to say 1 green, 1 yellow, 1 brown, 1 browny yellow, and 1 greeny brown yellow. And that's, yeah.
So how many is that out of 10?
5 out of 10. 5 out of 11. My bunch is a little bigger than yours, if you don't mind me saying.
That's all right. None taken.
And we also say...
We're all different.
We relate ourselves to the primates on screen because Andy Matthews, the great scientist and primatologist Andy Matthews, has told us that 98.5. We've got new intel in here from NatGeoKids.com, Mr. Worldwide, the internet site. Ben's got his belly out, which is disconcerting, but I will forge on, even though I can't look away. I'm going to direct this to the gut, the six-pack, and... What was I talking about again? 98.5%.
I'm not replying, so it just sounds like you're crazy.
Go on.
So, Stu, how much of yourself did you see in those chimps on Monkey Island, which is obviously the offensive name, Ape Island?
I don't know. Nothing. Maybe I'm extremely hungover. I'll be like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll demand fruit and lollies, and yes. I'll be angry for
We didn't bit. Mention that because they wanted lollipops.
Yeah.
They were sucking on, they needed the sugar, which it feels like they've just got them addicted to sugar and then they use that to, it's a weird story.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't see them a lot. I don't look at them and go, oh yeah, that's me.
There's a bit of you.
I like sugar and I think that's where it ends. I'm not trapped on an island.
Give us a number.
You know, I don't have a big butt. Wow. I've got actually a very small butt.
Small butt.
One green banana.
Yeah. I'd say, I'd give it maybe like a cool temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a feel, sort of a feel. Yeah. Climate.
Yeah.
You're much like Mr. Worldwide where you see things in climate change.
That's right.
I'd say I'm about 63%. And because I relate to how they,
so what
are you talking
about?
Want their own time.
Is that a chimps. Warm bath?
That's like a warm, it's a comfortable bath.
It's a room temperature bath.
But it's a bath that it's going to drop to too cold within half an hour, and I want a longer bath than that.
You don't have too much. You got to read a book.
Yeah.
And you got to treat yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe do a crossword.
Yeah, crossword.
Light a few candles.
Get some bubble bath.
Pour some vino. Put on some jazz.
Get out of 2004 Cab Sav.
Ooh, you're worth it.
Thank you. From the Barossa?
Yeah, a real nutty one.
Ooh. That'd be good. That's just like me. Am I right?
You're a little bit nutty.
We finished the show with a segment thanking our Patreons. Mm. And you can support this show as well as Do Go on patreon.com/dogoonpod. And one of the rewards there is we will thank you and read out what your favorite primate is because you've told us. We're not having a stab at it. When Stu and Ben are in, they do a few fun accents as they read them out, which is... a good fun time. You're also supporting the Do Go On podcast. Check that out at Do Go On, you know, your podcast places.
Also, can I plug the grub?
Please do
check out the grub.
Yeah, definitely. You can plug it now, or we can plug it on the way out.
Listen to the grub. It's a podcast. You'll enjoy it.
It's making waves. Would you call it a bit of fun?
It's a bit of fun. That's for sure. Emma Coogan
is one of our Patreon supporters.
And what would you like?
Have you been working on lately? Did you see that you got Do Go Animated with your David O'Doherty?
I did. That was fun.
So fun.
How do you get on Do Go On?
How do you get on Do Go On? How'd you get that? We, how do you get on it? I don't know. I was just there from the beginning. It seemed.
What would you like?
I don't remember the process.
Give me Jamaican.
No.
What have you? Is there a have you done a kiwi before?
Yeah, we've done a kiwi.
Yes, I've done a kiwi.
I've done a kiwi. Have you done a haven't done it? There's been no Attenborough yet today. You want to do it in Attenborough?
Sure.
People love your Attenborough.
Lemurs are my favorite family of primates, without a doubt. I'd be hard pressed to pick a favorite, but I will. So it has to be the ring-tailed lemurs. They are one of the best. They're sassy, funny, and just make me happy. What more could you want?
Great.
That is that good.
She does a little bit more, but...
Skip it. How much you pay on the Patreon? How much?
She's a great supporter.
Is she?
I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Okay. I don't like to put a number on it, Stu. Okay.
Just for time, I'm not going to read the rest. Yeah, but thank you very much, Emma Coogan.
Thank you, Emma Coogs. So Andy Conduit
Turner. Cool
Conduit.
Name.
Conduit.
Conduit.
Okay.
Sick. Maybe your mum's in for this one.
Too easy. I do South African all the time. Give me something else.
All right. Well, he wants a
Indian.
Challenge.
Indian.
Where on the challenging spectrum would you like to land? Somewhere between South African and...
What about Yorkshire?
Yorkshire.
You know a Yorkshire?
Yorkshire.
All right.
My favourite pre-meat species is probably the gorilla. Except those horrible ones from the Congo. With the best individual one of all being the tragic legend that is the Harambee. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
If I'm picking my favourite fictional primate, I'd pick either the furious pig monkey, Pokemon primate, though there are lots of primate Pokemon these days. They are the original, and in my opinion, best. Or a close second, the evil time-traveling super-smart ape and architect of the lethargy laser specter from the Ape Escape games. I don't know what that was about.
That was, I mean, it did feel, there was something perfect about that accent for that that very...
I'll give you a lift.
Oh, really? I need to go in the city.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks, babe. Yeah. Oh, well... Pressure's off. Let's do another one. Sorry, Emma. what do you need? Which one? What do you want? Let's go. You want European?
Yeah, give me... Can you give me French?
Do you do it? Yeah, Gerard Depardieu.
I'll try. It'll be pretty stereotypical. So sorry, French people out there.
Socle bleu. Socle bleu.
Troy Vinton Brown. Ma favorite primate has to be a gibbon. Mainly because of all of the that's a gibbon jokes, but also because if you give a gibbon a ribbon, it will be a gibbon ribbon.
Great. Great. Perfect. Great. Love that. That intonation or whatever, that alliteration. All right. Can I do Scottish?
Aye.
I Alexander Janmore. My favourite primates is a Galagor, or Bush Baby. Because they're extremely cute with their massive eyes and tiny weird shaped heads.
Very Mike Myers there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aye, wee BDAs.
Wee BDAs.
Fat bastard. I was thinking more So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, I hate the Colonel with his wee BDAs.
And his big pillar.
He is big pillar.
The classic, last thing man. That Emma Coogan said was a quote about, and we should, maybe this is something we could do on a future episode. She said her favorite quote about lemurs is from John Cleese's documentary called Lemurs. I looked this up. It's available on YouTube, so we could access it and maybe do that someday in the future. This is the quote. What I like, you don't do it, John Cleese, do you?
John Cleese. I don't think so. I mean, I could so just do it in English.
From what there?
John Cleese. Not really. In general, lemurs just remind me of stuffed toys, and they look so soft. One of my favourite quotes about lemurs comes from John Cleese's documentary, Lemurs. What I like about ringtail lemurs is that they've got bags of attitude. They just remind me of football fans on their way to a match all waving their scarves at one another.
And also peeing on the walls.
Yeah. Because it's setting off flares.
Yeah, the lemurs and stuff, when they pee on themselves, or what do they do?
No, they have stink farts.
Yeah, they got stinky. That's hands, right. Hands. And they rub the little stink wax on their tails.
Stink wars. Yeah. To see. And then like, they burn on the top of a cactus.
It's like Calvin Klein. You know?
Stink wars.
It's chuck on
the.
Sticking
around.
That's it. You got your farty geezers right down there. And like, you put your little your stinky stuff on your wrist, right? And they come up to you and you fucking bash them with a brick, yeah? That's it. That's
stink wars.
You're a big.
I got you stinking.
You're a big footy fan, Stu.
Yeah.
Is that, do you see that sort of stuff? Stink wars at the.
Stink wars. No, I don't know.
And Anfield? Anfield your home?
No. Old Trafford.
So bad. Trafford. Oh, you're a Man U.
Manchester United. That's it.
Norfolk.
Northern?
Yep. The Crandon halves. Love the Crandons.
Love the Crandons. And go those Crandons.
Scorby Downs. Love the Scorby Downs. Go, Scorby! Hey, Scorby! Oh, hey! Yeah, I love that.
This morning, feeling fine. Got the Scorbys on my mind.
You know the songs. I love Scorby. And if neither of those are playing, then I'll go Levy.
Yep, Levy Chasers.
Levy Chasers. Love those Levy Chasers. Go, Ricardo!
Ricardo's got the ball again!
Oh, fuck, my new favorite thing is not talking about soccer, making up soccer.
Go on then, go on, Ricardo! Go on, Ricardo! Go on, Ricardo!
Great.
Ricardo. He's the centre back for the
Chasers.
The Levi Lemurs.
Levy Chasers.
The Levy Chasers, sorry. Yes. Now, that brings us to the end of the show. Where can people find you? Ben on the Grub. It's a great podcast, sweeping Grub, the nation and the world.
That's correct. Also, Little Scamps is perfect for the lovers of animals for this podcast. We've done a couple of apes on Little Scamps. It's just me and Xavier Michaelides.
Recorded just, right in here.
Yeah, right in here.
On video, if you
studio.
Want to see what this studio looks like.
Yeah, that's right.
Check out Little Scamps.
It's just a commentary video. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. Check it out.
And the link to that website, to that YouTube channel will be in the notes as well as your Grub site. Stu, you've got a festival show coming
out. Yeah, you've got a festival show called Masterclass coming out. It's pretty good and pretty exciting, which is good.
I do too. I've got one as well. Sorry to.
Yes, no, do it. Jump on it.
I forgot to do that.
Yours is called Phalangist.
Phalangist,
yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's a bad name.
Yeah, so go see Ben's show. Go see my show.
Getting rave reviews at Perth. The heat was on you.
That's awesome.
When?
I didn't know that.
I didn't get any reviews in Perth.
Well, maybe not like written up. Published ones, but just like feedback that I was seeing around the internet. Oh, people were loving it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Good and actually, the word around, I heard a few people mentioning it on the streets.
I didn't have a show when I went to Perth.
Mm. You did. You had an idea for a show.
Yeah, I had ideas.
Yeah.
But then now, but when I came back, I had a show.
That's so
great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I felt similar. I went there not sure what it was going to be, and I've come back much more confident.
It's fucking terrifying to build the show while you're doing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And exhilarating.
Mm.
Well, yeah, Masterclass. Anyway, check it out. Sun Comedy Festival. I'm on Instagram, Stu_what, and also started a podcast with my mum.
Yes.
Ah, sick.
Yeah, called After Dinner at the Dolmans. After Dinner with the Dolmans. And yeah, I just chat with my mum. I think we've had a couple of guests. We've done 4 episodes. It's real fun.
Does your mum actually sound like Ben doing your mum?
Yes. Yes, she does. Ben nails it. That's why I find it so hard not to bloody reply to this thing. Because if I close my eyes, my mom's in the bloody room.
Stuart.
No, man. Shame.
Shame, man.
Yeah. So, it's really good. And it's a really positive thing for my mom and me to do. It's really great.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll link to all those things in the description. You can also find Primates on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at PrimatesPod. And you can find me on Twitter, MattStew_art, or on Facebook and Instagram, MattStewartComedy. And my website, MattStewartComedy.com/gigs. And you'll see my dates coming up this week in Adelaide for 2 weeks for Adelaide Fringe, then Brisbane Comedy Festival for a week, then Melbourne Comedy Festival and Sydney Comedy Festival.
You're a busy boy.
So if you're in any of those places or near any of those places, it'd be so cool to see there. Use the discount code DOGOON for some sort of discount on the tickets. Now, we always finish the show with a classic catchphrase, primate-related. And this week, Ben, if you want to handle that, it's Rift on the Moment. Thank you so much for joining us, Stuart. It's been an absolute pleasure
to
have you back
in. Yeah, I love this little podcast, and thanks for having me again, Honor.
Hopefully,
it's good to be a mate on a primate.
Yes.
Mates.
Hopefully we'll have you back real soon. And Ben, as we always say...
Opposable thumbs, more like working together thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Oh, yeah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Okay. Alrighty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.